Good evening. This evening, Music Vespers makes use, or hopes to make use, of three musical forces. The choir, which is to my left here, the instruments, violin, flutes, French horn, trumpet, organ. That's the second musical force. And the third musical force I'm looking at right at the moment. That's you. If you could possibly squeeze up on this organ bench during the hymn singing this past week, you would be as thrilled as I have been to hear you sing and to hear these great songs of faith coming from this group of Christians. And so we're going to do some hymn singing tonight, which you're going to participate, we're going to participate both instrumentally and with the choir. Thank you. The next number, the Toccata and Fugue in D minor, is well known, I'm sure, by everyone as something that Bach wrote. Perhaps it might just be interesting to you to note that he wrote it when he was a young man, when I suspect he liked to hear the windows in the church rattle, when he hit the low notes on the pedal and then the windows just sort of shattered a little bit. So you have to imagine that. The toccata comes from the word, from the Italian word toccare, which means to touch. And so it's a very fast touch and go, show and tell sort of thing. The fugue, as one person described, is a subject which is repeated, started with one voice and then with another and with another and with another and with another, and with every voice that comes in, subsequently two more people walk out of the performance. But at any rate, it is a subject which is very easy to listen to, but after a bit, he was absorbed with the sonorities of the church and with the organ and forgot all about the fugue and started to play and write in question and answer manner. You'll hear it between flutes playing back and forth. And all of a sudden it occurs to him, you better get back to the fugue subject, and so he finishes it up. The Toccata and Fugue in D minor. Next number is from cantata number 37 of Bach, I Will Lift Up Mine Eyes Unto the Hills. And I think it's rather apropos that we sing something like that here at Holden when you get out and look at those beautiful hills, My Help Cometh from the Lord. Indeed. George Frederick Handel was a contemporary of Bach, born in the same year, 1685, but died 9 years later in 1759, 9 years after Bach died. Bach, they were both German. They probably never ever met. At least history doesn't record that. They both had different careers. Handel had an operatic career largely and an orchestral one. And we know him chiefly by his oratorios and principally the Messiah. What is generally not known is that for these Messiahs, Handel wrote many organ concerti, which he inserted at intermission times as sort of delicious tidbits to sort of sweeten the long 3 or 4 hours that people had to sit to hear the oratorio. And the one I've chosen to play this evening is in 4 very short movements. It's number 5 in F major. We would invite you to sing along on this beautiful hymn. It's the second tune of number 530, St. Columba, singing in unison, except in the last stanza, if you're soprano, alto, tenor, bass, monotone, or what. Sing along on that, would you please?
Thank you.
short numbers are by Louis Vian, a French organist, organist of Notre Dame, died in 1937. He was blind. He had three very unusual qualities. He has a very creative mind, a tremendous technique, and an ability to communicate. This first one is the Étoile du Soir, and it speaks about the star in the heavens, the étoile, the star of the evening. And we've heard so much about stars these days, and maybe you can just close your eyes and imagine the stars. It's very soft, shimmering, sometimes not quite distinct, other times quite clear. The second one is something that I think Herb was talking about last night when he said, tells a story. And to me, it tells a story about two birds chasing each other. And they never quite catch up. And then in the center part, they sort of make up and go in tandem, but only to break away again. You can make up your own story. It's an impromptu. We're full of stories. It's very short. It's very whimsical. It's very soft. You have to be very quiet. The third one is written on the occasion of Mr. Vian's first visit to London, and he heard the Westminster chimes. And this is his impression of that.
Thank you.